For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with a kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Next week, my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning. We're here every week bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. Thank you all for tuning in. As always, it's an honor and privilege to be here each week. Very thankful for the Village Green. Been doing the show for almost 8-9 years now, I think, and always enjoy the opportunity to speak with all the incredible special guests we have, to hear your feedback, and to share with you information to empower you to live a healthier and better life. Today, like every other show, we've got a great special guest, and we're going to be talking about some interesting new things coming on the horizon. We actually have the CEO and president and owner of the Village Green in studio with us. They've been kind enough to sponsor the show in their continued effort to spread the message of health and wellness across the D.C., Bethesda, Metro Virginia area, and really across the country and across the world, because their reach has gone more than just local. And really going to be talking about a very exciting platform that he has been working on for a very long time to help people truly unlock some aspects of their health and wellness. We've had so many different experts on the show over the years talk about so many different divided topics, right? One week we'll talk about nutrition and lifestyle, and one week we'll talk about stress management. And then in a lot of the recent shows, we've been talking about some really interesting topics related to sort of what we call epigenetics or genetic factors, genomics, nutrigenomics, whatever you want to call it. It's really, I would say, in the last 3 or 4 years, becoming a more and more popular trend. And to me, it's a really, really fascinating piece. And you can see it in the news media. There's all sorts of information about, you know, 23andMe and these different companies that are doing your genetic profiling. And people are starting to try and get an idea of how do we utilize this information. There's been this flood of information that's come out into the market since the 2003 when we finished mapping the genome. And now we're really trying to understand how to apply it to health. And the reality is that in order to interpret any of that data in a meaningful way, to apply it to a specific person's health issues, it has to be analyzed really by computer models because it is so incredibly complicated. So what we're going to be talking about today is this project that incorporates this patient-centered, so it actually kind of almost bypasses the doctor directly and gives you like a patient access portal to really start understanding some of these unique aspects of your body, of your lifestyle, of everything about your health to help you start unlocking some of the keys on your own or in conjunction with a provider, which I'm sure everybody always recommends. So I'd like to introduce Dr. Mark Isaacson, not a doctor yet, although you're busy enough. I wouldn't be surprised if you told me some point you're going back to be a doctor. But thank you for being with us, Mark.
Hey, great to be here. So the funny thing is, you know, I've been running Village Green for like 15 years.
Yeah.
And usually people who are running pharmacies, in this case we call ourselves an integrated pharmacy, in many times it is really like 95% of the people that are owning or running some sort of pharmacy are a pharmacist and
right.
are a doctor of pharmacy.
Yep.
So I've been mistaken before many times. And the crazy stuff is I've had like you in terms of talking on the radio show, I've had this incredible fortune over the last 15 years to hang out. You know, mm-hmm. to have all these incredible experts
yeah.
we're working with all over the country,
yep.
you know, just learn from them. So I always say, I can sometimes talk like a pretty good game, but I'm honest with people. I'm not a doctor. I'm
right.
not a practitioner. Mm-hmm. And I always defer to our incredible team.
Yep.
And so forth.
Yeah, well, no, it is. I mean, and you definitely are good at networking, which is one of the reasons why we get such amazing guests on the show and, you know, really brought a lot of amazing people. I learn every single week that I'm on here. So why don't you give us a little bit of history? Because I think this project that we're going to talk about is really steeped in your philosophy and how you've your whole mission and your whole decision to kind of go from somebody that wasn't really in the health and wellness industry into really, you know, purchasing Village Green from the previous pharmacist yeah. who started it, who really started a trend even back in the, you know, 70s and 80s and really forward their mission and expand on their mission and bring it into, you know, modern times, which is really what IQU sort of represents, from, you know, what they were doing, swapping out their cigarette machine in their pharmacy to then sell vitamins, right? Back in, what was it, 19?
In the mid-70s.
Mid-70s. So you know the story better than I do. You tell it.
So here's – so look, I mean, these guys who were the original founders back in 1965, so over 50 years ago, right, our business has been around. And these guys were – I always say – you know, back in the early 70s when they started doing nutrition, they were really considered witch doctors, you know, and fast forward 30, 40 years, now they're, you know, visionaries. And so the most amazing thing about our business, and one of the reasons I got involved and purchased it over 15 years ago, is that Village Green Apothecary was doing this, what you would call functional medicine personalization of health, way before it was on the map, way before people were obviously even the genome, even, you know, being able to understand the genome was sorted out. So I had this great opportunity to purchase this business, and my passion was really nutrition and health and figuring out how you can optimize your health. So I had this great opportunity to purchase the business, and I saw right away we've been doing this area in compounding for years and years and years. And compounding is, like, especially at that time 15 years ago, really under the radar screen. And that's part of pharmacy law, where doctors and practitioners can consult with their patients and in conjunction with a pharmacist and figure out what that particular patient needs. And in our case, we're very focused on nutrients and nutrients to optimize one's biochemistry, customized just for you, right? So I sat there and said, it makes a ton of sense. So fast forward as we're doing this, and this is now, you know, fast forward 10 years after I was in the business 10 years, and I was probably really thinking about this maybe a decade ago, but just 5 years ago, I was really focused on figuring out, oh my God, you know, we're having this incredible results on an ongoing basis with the customers, clients, patients, and but the challenge is there's such complexity. There's very few doctors and practitioners understand this whole concept of how do you personalize, right? People didn't have the expertise, and that was kind of the start of me searching and trying to figure out how do we take this incredible ability to look at lab work and to look at, you know, your in-depth assessment, which looks at lifestyle and foods and nutrients and pharmaceutical use and toxins that you're impacted by, all these external factors. And that was kind of the start of where we're headed today.
Well, it is interesting. I mean, you look at some of the most cutting-edge aspects of traditional medicine and a lot of the research they're doing, and they're using a lot of times really complex computer models to analyze data to come up with recommendations. And sometimes that leads to amazing breakthroughs in things like cancer care and other types of complicated cases. You know, in our field, functional medicine, I mean, we're looking at people individualized. We're doing their labs. We're asking the questions. We're listening as doctors, which is an art that really has been lost. But there hasn't really been much of a push to be able to incorporate the amazing aspects of sort of data analyzation with what we have to actually help us as clinicians really guide the patient care even more so. And I know that that is a huge mission of the doctor you partnered with to start this, is to really utilize the technology that we have to crunch the data with the advances we have in computer science.
Yeah, so the thing I'll say is our platform. So as I said, a number of years I started to search and figure out how we scale this. So approaching 5 years ago, I had this great fortune to get introduced to Dr. Joe Pizzorno. So Dr. Joe Pizzorno is considered the father of natural medicine. Wrote the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, sold 2 million books, prolific author. I think he's up to approximately 10 different textbooks. So anyone who's a clinical nutritionist, who's in functional medicine, who's a naturopathic doc, knows who he is, uses textbooks. He lectures all over the world. So what he has been deep in doing, approaching 15 years now, is building out artificial intelligence logic to take all – exactly what you're talking about. So crunch all this data. So 5 years ago, we met. And I said, this is the person that I'm looking for. And we were totally aligned with the notion of how do you get these answers to this question? How does everybody on a scale to really help health, help individuals, and ultimately help us correct the healthcare system? How do we at scale really customize for you? How do you get these answers of how do you even know there's so many supplements on the market? As just an example, how do you know which one to take? How do you know which one's designed for you? How do you know what that dosing is for you? And the same thing goes to foods. The biochemistry is so different.
Yeah. Well, foods, right? We know so much about because the research is sort of there for foods. I mean, we're seeing all these studies come out that say, you know, based on what we know about the genome, this person is, you know, better at burning fats. This person's better at burning proteins. This person's better at burning carbs. There's been extensive studies in other countries that have shown while one person may, you know, have a blood sugar spike from eating a tomato, another person might, and it's completely related to their genetics. And now we can actually understand and look at some of those markers and know predictability that you're going to do well on this type of, this is your biotype, right? Yes. We haven't even thought about doing that for herbs or supplements. We don't even understand that yet. It's just getting there, but foods we've been establishing for a while, and it's like being able to utilize that data and that information more than just trial and error does start to unlock some really powerful tools, especially for the providers like myself that are taking the time to sit with people and say, well, let's look at this. And now that we know what foods are going to be right, instead of just giving you a list and saying, do it, let's actually have this kind of engagement and relationship as doctor and patient where I can help shepherd you through and really guide you in this process to achieve your health goals.
Yeah. So why functional medicine and clinical nutrition and naturopathic medicine is so incredible is that this is the future of medicine, where you have is this incredible section of practitioners who are unbelievably focused on the root cause, unbelievably focused on the why. And up to this point, and this area has been tremendously helpful to so many people.
Yep.
So the challenge is, and the question is right now, is that as great as all of these practitioners are, and they're great, the acceleration of science and data, whether it's lab data, whether obviously it's this whole emerging area of genomic data and everything like you're talking about, epigenetics, which is all the external lifestyle influences that impact your biochemistry and genes. There's so much data now. So I don't know, there's thousands and thousands of clinical studies. So we just have a simple example. We have 40,000 clinical studies now embedded in our AI logic platform, all tied together to recommendations and guidance. So even – and there's hundreds of thousands of studies out there. And these are obviously handpicked and so forth. And so – but here's the thing. Even these 40,000 studies, if a doctor reviewed one of these studies a day, it would take them 109 years to get through those 40,000 clinical studies.
Yeah.
So it's just overwhelming. So the whole thing is we are out to do two big things, maybe three. But, I mean, we're out to – accelerate customer, clients, patients who are struggling trying to figure out these big things. There's only four main things that impact most people's health. It's toxins, number one. It's foods designed for you and your biochemistry. It's nutrients for you and your biochemistry. It's certain lifestyle factors. I mean, those are the huge, biggest needle movers. But the question is, how do you know what is designed for you? So number one, we're trying to help accelerate the patients get to these core primary for them. Needle movers quickly, and we're also trying to ultimately help the doctors, practitioners who are in this area and others who want to get into this area, support them to get the answers quicker so we can do it much more cost-effectively and much more very targeted to folks.
Yeah, and I mean it paints an incredibly truthful picture just as a clinician. I mean somebody may walk in with a complex case. I may do their workup and I may evaluate these different aspects. They may have toxin issues. They may have endocrine issues. They may have lifestyle issues. They may have all of these things lined up. And sometimes I tell patients all the time, I don't have a crystal ball. You know, this is a relationship and we're going to have to work through some of these things and we're going to have to be in this together. And over time, if you trust me and I do my all and I do my good work as a doctor, we're going to work through these and we're going to get you well. You know, and usually if people are committed to the process, we can do it. But I can't promise them that the first thing I try is going to be the most significant thing that they need for their health, because right now in my clinical practice, I don't always have the tools to understand exactly what the main needle mover is going to be for them. And I can't possibly keep up with the patient care and the charting and the, running the office and all of those things with reading, three, four studies every single day, and I keep up pretty well. So it is very exciting to think about being able to use an AI platform to consolidate that data and individualize it for the person so that I can properly guide them medically on their journey. So it's very exciting. When we come back from the break, let's pick it up. Let's talk a little bit more about how this developed, some of the research that's gone into it, what the platform actually looks like, how people access it. A lot of really cool information. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to tune in every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. You can also stream the show from the 1500 website, www.federalnewsradio.com. You can also go to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, if you click on the microphone icon, it will take you to all of our archive shows. We even have a best of that my co-host Dana Lake and I have selected and hand-selected some of our favorite interviews and favorite shows. You can also find us on iTunes at The Essentials of Healthy Living and just download it as a podcast. I have a ton of patients that listen and absolutely love the show. Thank you all for tuning in. It's always an honor and privilege to be here. And today we have the actual owner, CEO, and president of the Village Green Apothecary here with us. So, Mark, thanks again for sponsoring the show for all these years and helping us get this information out. We've been talking about your newest project, IQU, which I know has been on the works for the last, 4 to 5 years, an incredible amounts of research and development and work, and you're always traveling and moving and shaking and getting this thing off the ground. And, we talked a little bit about its concepts in the last segment, really as a vehicle to help further personalize and individualize medicine for people to achieve health results. Because honestly, you ask anybody who's ever really been faced with a major health problem, everything pretty much falls by the wayside once your health goes. I mean, honestly, you could have everything in the world, money, family, whatever it is that is you think is important. And as soon as your health goes, pretty much nothing else really becomes all that important. So understanding how to take care of yourself, understanding how to respect your body, how to make the proper choices to be healthy, and to have the tools that help you to do it really is something that people should be focused on. And unfortunately, we've been indoctrinated in a culture over the last however many years through really what media and medicine has put out, where people have this idea that they think they can do whatever they want and then just walk into a doctor's office and artificially control some biological process in the body and expect to have this amazing vitality in life and not complications. And then people scratch their head and wonder why they wake up with diabetes or chronic conditions or heart disease. And it's just, it's such a messed up model that the advertising to the average American is nothing about taking care of their body. It's about going in and asking their doctor for a drug. So I know you're hugely passionate about this. So I'll let you share your thoughts.
So look, simply put, there is this whole concept of complementary and integrative, right? So there is a place for both. And that's why we run this integrative pharmacy. There's a place for pharmaceuticals. I mean, clearly, you know, all the folks that truly understand this area would say there's way too much use of pharmaceuticals, but there's a place for that.
Yep.
So where the system is great at, right, hands down, system is great at diagnosing, right? System is great at, you know, you're in crisis, right? Cardiovascular issue, whatever it might be, man. You need emergency room help. Nothing's better. You need to fix a joint or do some cardiovascular surgery or whatever it might be, plumbing kind of work, okay?
Yep.
System is great at that. So what the data and research is unbelievably clear on is what the system is not great at.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great at managing and helping and looking at chronic disease.
Or preventing it.
And preventing it. Oh, no. Oh, yep. 100%. Yes. And, I mean, the kicker is that the model currently is that you've got one bucket, one silo. You get your diagnosis, good at that. But then the only bucket that we select from is the pharmaceutical silo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's much more than that to the body. You know, there's all these things, nutrients and foods and lifestyle and how do we get rid of toxins and so forth. So the data is clear on this one huge point. 80% of all – and this is my big passion. 80% of all chronic disease approximately is driven by things that we can control. Like I mentioned just briefly in the last segment. What drives that 80% are these four needle movers that are our traditional medical system, and the medical doctors are not trained in this area of looking at, number one, tons of clinical research. Dr. Joe Bizzorno writes this book called The Toxin Solution.
Mm-hmm.
Just wrote a book with Walter Crenyon on environmental medicine, going to doctors, right? 700-page book, all documented with clinical studies, right? Toxins, number one driver, it looks like, of all of these chronic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Foods, designed for you, as I said, nutrients, designed for your biochemistry and genes and lifestyle things.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the areas, 80%. So Kevin, I don't know if you know this number or not, but collectively, 80% of chronic disease, that if we had a system and a process to focus on that first, that represents approaching 2/3 of our entire health care cost.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking $2 trillion with a T.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a healthcare system that's somewhere between $3.2 and $3.5 trillion.
Yeah,
and if we had the wherewithal and if we had the means and the focus and the right process, we could – it's crazy to think about it.
Yeah.
But we could knock out almost 2/3 of our healthcare costs.
Yeah. Well, it is crazy to think about it. When you think about it big on policy terms like that, it's interesting. Sometimes you hear so many numbers like that thrown around that it loses its personal touch. But the reality is that aside from how much money it can save and all of those things – the reality is most people don't feel all that great.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it, you know, and preventing chronic disease is one thing. And I have people walk into my office all the time and, you know, they're on track for that. You know, their blood sugars are mildly elevated, their cholesterol's up, their blood pressure's up, they know they're overweight. You know, their doctor's recommending blood pressure meds or statin medications, whatever it is. And, you know, the reality is that you say it goes down that pharmaceutical silo. Yes. The idea that the pharmaceuticals are actually super effective at preventing the disease is another complete, misconception as well. We prescribe more statin drugs than, you know, ever before, and we still have incredibly high rates of heart disease.
Yeah.
So this idea that just taking the drug is going to negate any of those risks is also a complete farce in general. You know, it's not true. The studies show that there's some benefit, but it doesn't prevent it in everyone, especially in women. I mean, primary, you know, to treat almost 100,000 women to save a few lives, which is not discrediting, but that's a lot of people to have to treat with statins for that kind of result, you know? And like I was saying, people just don't feel well, right?
Yeah.
People just wake up in their bodies and are not feeling great.
Yeah, right. And this is all driven by this notion as an individual, right? Our core healthcare system is built on this use of pharmaceuticals treating everyone the same.
Right.
When for now, and this is obviously the reason for our technology, now, for the first time, I talk about this as convergence. We have this convergence of science and understanding genes and lab work and epigenetics, mm-hmm. right? All the lifestyle stuff that influences you. We have data that we can house it all, and we have analytics and logic and artificial mm-hmm. intelligence to help with that. And that's ultimately, those are the things that we can utilize now to greatly help you. And look, your point is well taken. Look, you can help people to reverse and support, you know, their chronic disease and get better, but you're 100% right. I mean, the smartest thing you can do is you can do this kind of work up front. You can do this kind of work right now before you get any chronic disease or whatever it might be. And I would say the coolest thing is we are so close with data overall and understanding it, looking at the genome, looking at your lab work, looking at all your lifestyle data, to now be able to, you know, when you're young, really young, figure out where you have risk factors to whatever your system is, whether it's your digestive system, whether it's your neurological system, whether it's your cardiovascular system, immune system, and figure out what are the couple things that are unbelievably important to you from a nutrient perspective, vitamin, mineral, amino acid perspective that you need based on you. Same thing with foods. And, you know, it's clear we have this word that we've coined called epibiogenetics. That's like our word. And it's simply saying there are three critical sets of data, and this is what our system platform looks at. Epi is all the stuff that we've talked about already. Epigenetics, all your lifestyle things that are impacting your biochemistry. Bio is genes. I mean, bio is biochemistry. And we look at up to over 300 lab biomarkers. But our platform will actually, based on your assessments and questions you answer, we can actually tell you which lab biomarkers are the most important ones for you to take a look at. And then genes, genomics, epigenetics, genetics are your genes. And it's those three sets of data that we can look at. And now for you, they're all unique to you. No one's got the same epigenetics. No one's got the same biochemistry. No one's got the same genes. And we can look at that and just for you. And this is what the system has to be built on. You're not the average Joe. You are one of a kind.
Right. Yeah, as we all are. Yeah, it's exciting to be able to consolidate that kind of data to actually use it. I mean, from a practitioner standpoint, sitting with people every day that are coming to me asking me for help and looking to achieve a certain goal to be able to have those tools all put together to help people, I think would be incredibly valuable and really useful because it is the future of medicine. I mean, you know, government didn't spend all that money and those researchers didn't work all those years to unload the genome to just, you know, for no reason. There's incredibly valuable data and information there that's being used in all sorts of different aspects of medicine. What we don't necessarily have right now is a super clear idea of exactly what it all means or exactly how it all works as far as health recommendations. And so to have somebody that understands it and to have somebody that can create a kind of system to consolidate the data to be able to analyze it properly, then, you know, that's really what's necessary. Because any doctor that does a genomic test, a 23andMe or a genomic profile, they have to rely on some sort of artificial intelligence software program. There's only a few out there to be able to interpret the data because otherwise it's just way too much information. There's no doctor that really can do it at this point. You've got to have some sort of computer model to analyze it, to even spit out some basic understanding of what it might mean. And that's really what it is what it might mean for that person, right? Because that's the like hard genetic piece of it. And then there's all the other influences, lifestyle, diet, nutrition, nutrient needs, stress levels that actually impact how those genes are expressed, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to at least start with the evaluation and then to have other factors that help us understand things that may turn those genes in the right direction or wrong direction. Because as one of my favorite guests say that I quote them all the time on this show, they say health is the favorable expression of our genetic code and disease is the unfavorable expression. And what we've learned is that we have a huge amount of ability to influence that expression really at almost any point in our lives.
Yes, right. I mean, all I can say is I obviously clearly agree. The other thing I think is super important right now to just note for people is this is, look, as I say, I'm not the practitioner. I have this great benefit of hanging out with so many people and spending so much time with Dr. Joe Pizzorno, who's like one of the top researchers in this whole area. And I asked him this question, you know, if you were to look at epigenetics as a practitioner and a customer client patient, if you look at epigenetics, all these lifestyle things that impact the biochemistry and genes, what's the most important here as a practitioner? Is it the assessment questions that you would ask to understand somebody deeply? Is it doing the lab work or is it doing the genes, right? How do you prioritize those things? And he says, so one of the challenges, and people have to be very cautious today, as I understand it, and I'm just conveying, you know, the wisdom from some of these other top thought leaders I work with, is that there's so much buzz around genomics, right, which is very relevant. But as you were saying, if I have it right and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the genomics is like the potential, what could happen, the expression. But it's – so the biochemistry is almost like the here and now, right? And all this stuff about the epigenetics and lifestyle and pharmaceuticals you might be taking and all these toxins you're getting impacted by, right, are all, as you noted, the influencers.
Right.
So Bizzorno, these people say, well, I mean, they're all very important, and but they would lean maybe a little bit more on the epigenetic, really understanding all the all those big impactors, because those are the things ultimately that you got to fix. And you got to change and you got to optimize for that person to down the road optimize your biochemistry and reduce those wrong genes from, you know, popping up.
Yeah, to turn things off and turn things on. And that's what we know. Every single minute of every day, our body has the ability to turn on and turn off genes.
And one point I just want to make sure that everybody understands with the thinking behind this, as I get it, is that you cannot – look at – so there's all this hype on the genes, and people are like crazy, and all these different segments of genes you're looking at, but they don't stand alone. They don't act in this silo, and that is the challenge and why we have to spend millions and millions of dollars of building out this technology and using, you know, some of the most prevalent logic in artificial now, because all three of these areas, your epigenetics, your biochemistry, and your genes, they're intricately linked and tied together, and you've got to understand all that data. And that's what I think is the power of what we spend so much time and why we've got 40,000 clinical studies embedded in what we're doing.
Right, which is cool, because a lot of times, and I've seen it as over the last 5 to 7 years, as some of these genetic evaluations have become widely available, and some of them even through major labs and insurance reimbursed, particularly doctors in the more integrative functional medicine are always looking for that edge of understanding the root cause. So we're oftentimes the early adopters of anything new coming out, right? So I've seen people and I've seen the trends in the industry where we have the ability to see an aspect of a test or a gene SNP or a gene test, and there's an assumption that if we act in this certain way, we're going to get this certain result, not really fully understanding. It's not until years later that we understand that, oh, that was a little bit in isolation. And while that was good information, we maybe put the cart a little bit before the horse on that one. Luckily, we're not, you know, doing high-risk surgeries and using high-risk side-effect pharmaceuticals and super experimental therapies. We're using vitamins and nutrients, which generally have a fairly low side-effect profile, and if the body doesn't need them, can usually detox them and excrete them easily. So we don't really seem like we're hurting anyone, but sometimes we don't understand the true implications. So to be able to consolidate it in a broader way, I think it really is the future of medicine. I mean, I think anybody burying their head in the sand, you know, not really thinking that this is going to be something they need to pay attention to, is going to be left pretty much behind the eight ball. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation, talk a little bit more about IQU, and educate you guys on this exciting tool and when it will be available. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we'll be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back. Today, we're talking with Mark Isaacson, the owner and CEO of the Village Green, and we've been talking about this new exciting platform to help individualize medicine for better results called IQU. So, Mark, in this segment, what do we want to cover? What do you want to talk about now? Because we could probably spend hours talking about this.
Yeah, so let's just talk about, so everybody understands like the core of how this platform works. And how we're working deeply to make it as simple as possible for people to access this and as cost-effective as possible. So the way this works is it is cloud-based, right, which is beautiful. So it starts out, it's free, right? And actually, in general, for a little period of time, it's totally going to be free. So what this means is you can start out, and we will send you – so anyone can go at any time now to IQUhealth.com, which is spelled out I-Q-Y-O-U. health.com. You can register. We've been doing deep work to update the user interface right now. We're really no more than 4 or 5, 6 weeks away from being able to launch and have people come in. So if people want to come in, they will be able to do that. It's free. They sign up, they register, they can sign up right now. So we know who you are and we can alert you to as soon as it is available. So I would encourage everyone to go to IQYOUhealth.com. And then once we give you that link and access, you take 10, 15 minutes, fill out a whole assessment on these are all the questions, what we call the epigenetics, where we ask you about lifestyle and we ask you about foods and we ask you about your health history and we ask you, you know, even things like profile, age, gender, weight, ethnicity, height, zip code, every single piece of data matters. And I'll give you one quick example on this is we actually ask you, when I talk about, you know, what are the big things that are driving chronic disease, if people were to really have the opportunity to do all the research, looked at thousands and thousands of clinical studies like Dr. Joe Pizzorno has done, it would be super clear that toxins are this big, you know, huge beast equation that there is really not enough discussion about because it looks like the data is clear on this. So one of the reasons we ask for two zip codes is we actually ask you for your home zip code, and then we ask you whether it's a work zip code, whether you happen to be a student, you know, wherever you're going to school, great, or if you have a second home, whatever those circumstances are, because we've actually linked up to the EPA database, and we can pull data by zip code, by your zip code, to understand some of the toxins and toxic risk, air and water, in your area. So that's huge. Okay, so we ask you, these are epigenetics. We ask you a question on pharmaceutical use because it impacts your biochemistry. Even pharmaceuticals, from what I understand, could cause some gene expression, correct, the wrong kind of gene expression, right? And then we ask a bunch of questions related to toxic risk and so forth. So it's very in-depth, health history and so forth. That's one. Number two, once you do that, as I said, that's a third of the way home, right? Mm-hmm. We say, hey, number two is – We can then look at those analytics and all those questions that you've answered, and we actually populate more questions based on what you've answered. This is the technology and what we call smart questions, using all the logic to get the most important answers. Then from there, we have a whole module that just actually looks at based on all your inherent biochemistry and risks and all these epigenetic questions we ask you about. we can sit there as a starting point and say, hey, here's some of the most important lab work to do, quote unquote, biochemistry. That's the bio piece of the equation. And within that, we have 300 plus lab biomarkers that we could ask you to track or do, but we specific, you know, the logic specifically figures out just for you based on your circumstance. And then, boom. So the beautiful thing is you can go to your traditional doctor. We don't have a stake in the game. You know, it's not like an economic model for us. We do have a lab partner where we can get those – we can help you potentially get those tests done one way or another. But really, these are – a lot of this is very traditional lab work. Your doctor, you may already have it, which means you can just put it in to the platform in a simple process. Or you can obviously utilize a lab that we're working with, right? So that's part two of this equation. And part three is genomics. So typically up until this point, we have been saying, hey, go and spend your whatever it is, couple hundred bucks or whatever it is, and get a 23andMe test. Because when you get a genomic test, and that's what 23andMe is, it's a genomic test, one of the bigger guys around, you own your data, and people don't realize that. And you can get access to your data. Our team can help you with that, and we can just, boom, it's automated, and we can download that data from 23andMe. Now, the huge issue that's come up, that was never a perfect approach. It used to be we could get maybe 80% of your genes. We have over 400 gene SNPs. And the difference is we're not looking at genes related to pharmaceutical use. We're looking at all the underlying genes, you know, how to look at, you know, genes to make sure your systems are optimized, digestive, endocrine, autoimmune, cardiovascular. We're looking at foods. We're looking at nutrigenomics, nutrients, so forth. You know, your risk for toxins. Mm-hmm. Can you detox or not? Because we look at these detoxifications. So it's a huge, maybe out of all the genes, it could be some of the most important genes to look at are these detoxification pathways. And we can do it now. And this is all new capability that we've never had before. So we are going out and we have developed our own gene panel because we can't find a simple economic way for somebody to get all these most important genes. Remember, we're looking at 400. We're looking at 400 that have tons of clinical research behind those genes, specifically what they mean, what they impact in terms of all your body systems. And these are specific genes where we know you can take some sort of action with those genes, whether it's food related, whether it's nutrient related, whether it's lifestyle related. Yeah. So that's what we're looking at. And these genes, so number one, a lot of people haven't done the research. And we have, looking at thousands of clinical studies to understand what those genes are. So this is a huge, significant impact point that's really almost never been doable, available until now. So therefore, to do it right and make sure we cover all those genes, we've gone out and developed our own panel. Again, I would tell anyone, if you're interested in this, go to IQYOUIQUHealth.com. Register. We will keep you in the know. We expect that within no more than 2 months now, we will have this gene panel ready to roll. And we're telling people up front, like 23andMe is not. We're telling you it's your data. We're doing not just all of these SNPs. We have collaborated with some of the foremost thought leaders in clinical nutrition and functional medicine and naturopathic medicine and some of the thinkers in genomics and understanding all the why, all the root cause genes that are super important, you know, to optimize somebody's health. So we've collaborated with all these people. So we actually have, with the genomic lab and things that they've also identified, we actually have not well beyond our 400, unbelievably well beyond our 400. We actually have 900,000 gene SNPs. Not that we know enough about nearly, you know, it's a fraction of those that we understand right now, but these are all genes where there's potential that there's going to be more research done over time. And then as that research becomes self-evident, we can take action on those genes. We will add those to what we're doing.
So the whole process is the questionnaire?
Yes.
Some biochemistry testing, whether you want to bring, I'm assuming you get like a recommendation. You could bring it to your doctor, say, I'd like these tests. Or you have a lab that you partnered with that you could order the test potentially directly.
Yes.
And then there's a genetic component. And then basically the system uses the AI intelligence to sort of consolidate, analyze all that data.
We take all that data.
And then give you some aspects of recommendations as far as lifestyle, nutrients, supplements that might be beneficial for you based on all that.
Right. So look, we give you, as I said, 40,000 clinical studies embedded, tons of science here, right? So we give you three big numbers right away. We give you a scientifically based health score. that really looks at all your combined systems, mm-hmm. right? Endocrine, neurological, right, mm-hmm. ever. Just looks at all of your systems and all your risks in terms of how we optimize those. So health score. Number two, metabolic risk score. You know, risk for potentially blood sugar issues, risk for digestive mm-hmm. issues, risk for cardiovascular issues, right? And then we give you toxic risk score mm-hmm. and toxic risk issues. So out of all those scores, all important. But this whole area of toxic risk is incredibly important. So when I talk about genes, we are looking at these most important underlying gene SNPs related to toxic risk and whether or not you can process and eliminate toxins like through your liver and so forth, mm-hmm. you know, these different ways to get rid of your toxins. So we're looking at – so when we look at biochemistry, also we've identified traditional lab core, you know, labs that doctors mm-hmm. doing all the time, that if they are elevated, that means you have toxic risk. So with toxins being the number one issue that's driving so much chronic disease.
Yeah, we can get some early warning signs if we look in the right places and evaluate the data correctly.
Yeah. And what to do and the actions to take. So it's not just looking at the data. So when we look at all this data combined, we then specifically, like you were saying, we give you most important foods, most important nutrients, lifestyle things. You know, we look at this toxic risk. If that is a risk, exactly the actions mm-hmm. to take to significantly reduce that risk. And I say this is the other big thing. So many times people have so many different – so much data, right? So granted, I would always – my analogy is the iceberg. So great. We're crunching all this crazy data. So it's like 90% of the iceberg is underneath, right? It's super complex underneath the water. But at the top, you have whatever it is, 5 or 10% of this iceberg. So what our system is designed to do is it does automatically prioritize. So we're not going to give you 20 things to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to ultimately say, hey, these are based on all of our data, right? And we encourage you to work with your doctor, practitioner, collaborate on this. You know, nothing is a perfect science, right? Yep. It is art and science together. But we can give a really great starting point in saying, hey, here's the two or three or four things that would likely be the most important areas that if you do these few things, it is like the 80-20 rule where you can get, you know, big impact on a quick basis.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know our industry really, really well, having been in it for 15 years, the most up-to-date conferences and all the trends that are going on, and there's very few places or tools where something is able to consolidate all of those different aspects of data into one sort of – in one place and really sort of relying on that brain trust of people that have been doing all the research, digging through the research studies, looking at the genetics, coming up with the artificial intelligence to analyze it and consolidating it in actually a usable way. We get trained as doctors to look at things kind of piecemeal a little bit. We learn about this condition. We learn about this issue. We learn about these genetic SNPs. We learn about here. One conference is focused on this, another focused on that. And then it's up to us to kind of look at the patient and trying to make sense of how to consolidate it together. And everybody has their own approach. And, you know, that's the art, I think, of medicine. And then there's the science behind it. And this does blend them and I think just gives a little bit of a I could imagine it being an incredibly useful tool just working with my patients. So, you know, if somebody walked in with this kind of data, it would be incredibly valuable. Yeah.
So what I'd like to do to wrap it up, we have a couple
of
minutes.
Let's take a quick break. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break.
Right.
Yep, and then we'll wrap it up and talk a little bit more about when this is coming out, when it's going live, how to access it, and some other exciting opportunities related to it. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero, the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarti from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green
Apothecary. Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're having a really interesting discussion today. I have Mark Isaacson, the owner, CEO, and president of the Village Green Apothecary, talking about this exciting new tool that he's rolling out called IQU Health. You can learn more by going to IQU Health.com. Really exciting opportunity. I can tell you as a, you know, pretty successful provider over the last 15 years who's really invested in what I do and my mission to help people, the tools that they are putting together in this program I think would be hugely beneficial to me as a provider and helping people figure out how to get well. And as a result, I think it's going to be very valuable for anybody interested in making the investment and really committed to figuring out how to get healthier on really the deepest level. So I know it's been a lot of work, Mark, so I applaud you for putting all that effort in. This last segment, I know you have an interesting story you want to tell and a little bit more information to share, so I'll just kind of turn the show over to you until our time is up.
Okay, great. So one quick thing I want to say, which hopefully will wrap up everything that we're doing and kind of deliver this to people, is so many of our customers come to us, unfortunately, as a last resort, right? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, they've gone through the whole medical system. The typical thing, it happens thousands and thousands of times. People are coming to us, say, I've gone to all the practitioners, I've got unlimited money, and I'm still sick, and I'm not feeling great. And that's because the system isn't great at this, you know, underlying root cause, getting to the why. So I have my own experience with this, with my daughter who's now 13, and when she was 8, and I'll try to make it quick, she had a grand mal seizure. An athletic kid, never a health issue, and boom, just like that. Mm-hmm. She had this grand mal, craziest, scariest thing as a parent I've ever seen. So we do all the traditional stuff, MRIs, CAT scans, top pediatric neurologist in Washington, D.C. And what the system's great at, we get our diagnosis, epilepsy, childhood benign epilepsy. And what do? So they give us really no choice except to put her on meds, and we did lower-level meds, and she had seizure activity ongoing for 3 years. Every single month, she had 3 or 4 seizures. And during that whole time, we kept her on low-level meds, and she did have some incremental seizures, but we didn't want to put her on other types of seizure meds because we knew, based on my pharmacy team, that there were huge risks Yep. for long-term impact of biochemistry and side effects and so forth. So in the meantime, I'm in this unique place, of course, which we all know by now, and I reach out to all my smart functional medicine people all over the place trying to figure this thing out, medical, you know, MDs and clinical nutritionists, and we looked at foods and nutrients and lifestyle and all this kind of stuff. So this is the example so that was over the first 3 years. So 2 years ago, finally, this whole concept of genomics and biochemistry and epigenetics, it all caught up. Right. And we have one of my top doctors who came to me and said, hey, we can finally do genomics on toxins. And this is super powerful. And this is why I want to make sure it gets emphasized. You know, can you detox through your body? Right. Well, and it turns out my daughter ran these genes. She could not. And we were also super smart because we looked at other traditional lab core conventional mm-hmm. labs and she had toxins in her body. That was a huge discovery. So the greatest thing is, we now know, based on clinical studies, that these are actions, these genes are actions you can actually take, looking at certain foods, mm-hmm. looking at certain nutrients that we gave to my daughter Tess, And then lifestyle things. Like she takes a hot bath a couple times a week and she puts minerals in there. Mm-hmm. Boom. So we built out. So the great thing, it's knowledge is power. And there was a workaround to Regine stuff. So that was one little thing we did. Second thing we did is a great clinical nutritionist that I'm now partnering with by name of Terry Cochran. Is she's looking at this incredible areas of protein, fats, and sulfur. She identified tests with like the trifecta issues in all these areas, but specifically sulfur. Sulfur, surprisingly, I didn't know a lot about it. It's in eggs, broccoli, cauliflower, garlic, curcumin, all these things that a lot of people would consider great foods for you. Mm-hmm. In Tess's circumstances, eggs, she was eating eggs way before she ever had seizure activity, right? There you go. That was our flag. And that became a toxin for her. So because we were doing this detox work on one side, and then we simply eliminated those eggs because that was supplying so much of impacting the toxin, you know, profile for her. Boom. 2 years ago, seizure stopped. She's been great ever since, right? We spent on the back of a napkin, $100,000 we spent in the healthcare system, you know, between insurance and money we had to put in. If I would have had this data, and this is where our platform is very close to being able to look at these analytics now, but soon, in a handful of months, you know, for sure the next year, we'll be able to look at all of this. We would have saved ourselves $80,000-$90,000. Mm. We would have saved the healthcare system 80% of the cost, right? So I just want to make sure that everyone understands.
And in the end, you got a better result.
Oh, an unbelievable better result. I mean, my daughter is great. Yes. No pharmaceuticals. You know, she's performing at this high level in acrobatics. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've looked so individually at her biochemistry now that she's just optimized overall. She's performing well at school, right? And, you know, neurological issues that she had, a little bit of ADD and stuff. I mean, she's way better there. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the whole bucket. And I don't have to tell you, but your audience knows. I mean, it's all tied together, right? So this is what I want to make sure everyone really understands. This for us is a movement. This is a passion. This is a cause. You know, we have this old 19th, 20th century model that says one size fits all. We don't look at them individually. Now we've got healthcare of truly the 21st century where we can look at individuals like this almost, right? Mm-hmm. And we can do it at pennies on the dollar, almost no cost. I just said, we think our genomic test is going to be $179. You can get the lab work from your doctors already, no cost. Mm-hmm. For now, our platform is going to be free. We will eventually have some premium version of our platform that'll cost a couple cups of Starbucks coffee a month or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be very low because we want to change healthcare. We want people to understand that this should not be the last resort. This should be the first resort because we can identify all of these things. Now the technology is there. We can identify so many, you know, pieces of this equation right now and reduce the risk for so many of these underlying symptoms and health conditions and so forth. So quickly, potentially now at a fraction of the cost and reverse, you know, this dynamic. Listen, newest data came out. We're 43rd in the world in life expectancy, and yet we spend not just a little bit more than any other developed country. We spend almost double more than any other developed country. Mm-hmm. So our system is in shambles, and this is the route that we have to go. So we ask people, please, please come tell all your friends. This is where we are. We have the moment in time to unbelievably change healthcare. Mm-hmm. Go to IQYOU.com. Please tell everybody. I implore you because this is what we believe to be the difference maker in affecting not just hundreds, not just thousands. We believe we can affect millions and millions of people's lives. And for you as an individual, you know, if you are struggling, just go and give us a chance because it's great. There's little risk, not a lot of out of pocket. And we've got the smartest brain power in the world that's been working on this and tons of science with 40,000 clinical studies. So I encourage you to go to IQYOU health.com. There you go.
Wow. Well, it's an incredible mission, a lot of passion, much needed. So thanks, Mark, for being with us. Thank you for all the support. You truly have made it your mission to make the world a better place with health and wellness. So thank you for tuning in, everybody. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.